Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sportbrief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards, live in New York City. I hope you are having a very lively Friday afternoon, a very lively Friday evening, wherever you're at. Because this show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you want to participate, you want to call me, you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me. I am at JR Sportbrief everywhere on social media. We have already had a very busy show. Thank you to Larry Kruger from 95.7 The Game out in the Bay Area for joining us. Talked about the 49ers. Yeah, they've had a bad week. Talked about the Warriors and Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, they got him coming off the bench now. First game off the bench, he dropped 35. Maybe feels like he can just shoot and shoot away. Also, earlier today, Tiger Woods having to withdraw from the Genesis Invitational. They said it was an illness. He had to be carted off of the course. It's bad for Tiger. It's like every part of his body hurts, and I don't know. What's the illness? Come on now. Too much pain medication? Was he drowsy? We don't know. Like, I can only speculate. All the best to Tiger Woods. It's not the way that you want to continue to go out. NBA All-Star Celebrity Game is going on right now. I swear I just saw Micah Parsons try to dunk the ball. This is scary to me. I'm not a Cowboys or a Texans fan. C.J. Stroud is out there as well. Stephen A. Smith has a team. Shannon Sharp has a team. And the two athletes who are probably worth the most money out there, C.J. Stroud and Parsons, is just take layups. Just don't do anything else. Don't even jump. Take a free throw. Walk. Anyway, we have so much more to do. NBA All-Star Weekend. We got the dunk contest tomorrow. This special shooting contest between Sabrina Ionescu and Steph Curry. We're going to talk about it all. Hey, Hickey, did you see Parsons try to dunk?
No, I missed that part.
Oh,
thankfully.
I'm cringing out here. I'm cringing. He missed it, by the way. One-handed jam. He got rejected by the rim.
Let's see. He's got the ball again. Okay, now he goes for a layup. So maybe he took your advice and now he's going to keep it simple.
I just hope that he walks up and down the court. You know, it's
the other thing too.
What?
As you're playing with all non-athletes, right? These guys are like entertainers, singers, you know, social media guys and gals. They don't know how to like physically get out of the way or make sure they're not hurting you.
Well, look at C.J. Stroud. He got the ball. He's dribbling and now he passed it up. And how are they even allowed to play? Like, did they ask for an exemption? Is this not in their contract? Like, how are they out there playing?
That's a great question. You would think it would be in a contract. Right? Didn't Tom Brady famously have something where it's like you can't go skiing? I think that was like part of his deal with the Patriots. I could be wrong, but I feel like it sticks out.
I mean, think a lot of dudes have clauses in their contracts where it's just like, hey, we're paying you a lot of money. We don't need you trying to cross somebody up and our season goes into the toilet. And I don't know if that's a benefit. The fact that they're not playing against other professional athletes, like these are celebrities. You're right. They don't know what they're doing. But for the most part, they're going like half speed. They're just trying to have fun, right?
True. Yeah, they're more prone to get out of the way, I guess. That's maybe a good point. And no one's going to be standing there taking a charge as Micah Parsons is barreling down the lane. So maybe that is a positive of getting out of the way. There's less chance of landing on an ankle, twisting an ankle, falling awkwardly.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt. Well, let's put it this way. As long as I can remember, I could be wrong, I don't remember anybody ever getting hurt in a celebrity game. Oh, he did have a dunk earlier.
You know he just did, right?
Two-handed jam, what?
Kiss of death.
What did he do?
No, you.
Oh, well, saying that nobody ever got hurt in a celebrity game? So I'm jinxing it.
Speaking that into
now,
existence.
Right? Yeah, I'm jinxing it. Hey, I was going to say something else, but I'll stop there. 855-212-4CBS. I said, hey, if I say some other bad things or anything, maybe it'll come true. Hey, let's talk to Manny. Manny is calling up from New York. Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Reef Show.
What's up, JR? What's up, my man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? What's going on?
Good. I'm not watching the game. I'm trying to change it. It's boring to me.
Okay, understood.
Thank you. Yes, I want to ask you this. What the hell is going on with the Bucks, man? They're 3-7 since Doc Rivers is back.
Well, I think the biggest issue, maybe we found out it wasn't the coach and how they got along with Adrian Griffin. Maybe it just happens to be their roster. I also know the Milwaukee Bucks added Danilo Gallinari, but he don't play no defense. Danilo Gallinari just shoots if he's healthy enough. Yeah, but if he's able to go out there and shoot, because he's not always healthy at all.
Yeah, I mean, I remember one year that he tore his ACL was with Denver. Go figure. But anyway, I want to ask you this in this perspective. Which team do you think in Eastern Conference could give the Boston Celtics their money?
A run for their money. Ah, man, yes. It's tough right now because we got about, what are we in, February, March, April? We got about two months to see who's healthy. The Cleveland Cavaliers are rolling right now. The New York Knicks are dealing with injuries. The 76ers are dealing with injuries. I think it's likely to be one of those three teams.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it depends on health. There's a lot of options right now as to who can jump at the Celtics. A lot of it is comes down to health, man. That's I can't even give you a legitimate answer right now.
All right. Yeah, it's okay. But, hey, I'm glad you answered that my question. That's cool.
No problem, man. You have a wonderful night, man. You take it easy.
I will. Can't wait to see you tomorrow on WFAN.
Yeah, tomorrow. I'll be up in New York City in the afternoons. Thank you, man. We appreciate you.
Anytime. See you soon.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to Manny for calling from New York. Yes, folks, I'm not just here weekdays. I broadcast Saturday afternoons in New York City on WFAN. You can catch me tomorrow starting at 2 p.m. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. Just like you listen here to CBS Sports Radio, you can listen anywhere in the country to WFAN on the free Odyssey app. Now, as Manny mentioned, the Milwaukee Bucks, even last night, they lost to Memphis 113-110. Giannis had 35 points. Damian Lillard was crap. He had 24 points on 7 of 21 shooting. He also shot 3 of 13 from downtown. They didn't stop anybody again. And 113, I got to tell you, that's kind of low for these Milwaukee Bucks to go out there and allow. And Doc Rivers, he wasn't happy. After the game, Doc Rivers, I don't want to say that this was something funny, but he said some of our players, they played like they were already on vacation. Listen to this.
First play, we gamble for the 50th time in the corner. Guy drives. We have to help, leads to a three. We come back in this on our set. Two guys forget what we're running. Then we miss the shot, and then nobody gets back. That's how we start out the third quarter. That tells you all you need to know about where our heads were. We had some guys here, and we had some guys in Cabo.
That's the guy who's going to be coaching the East All-Star team. And Doc Rivers just showed up. Doc Rivers just parachuted in, and he's running things, and it's still not good. And there's still plenty of excuses. I don't know if they have the depth. They don't have the defensive players. Giannis Antetokounmpo cannot defend all five positions, and Brook Lopez cannot block every single shot. they need somebody else to just wake up and step up, quite frankly. And so it's going to be an interesting sight watching Doc Rivers coach the East team. I don't know if he's going to get a lot of burn or plug or play or camera time. He's going to be mentioned. The folks at TNT are going to make jokes about Doc Rivers, and everybody can roll their eyes. It's just odd that the man has been here for 10 games, and he's the East coach. In those 10 games, yeah, they're 3-7, and his players are just basically already on vacation. But despite that, we'll have the All-Star game on Sunday. We got the celebrity game going on now. We'll have the younger guys. I don't know what the hell they call it now. The rookie sophomore challenge is coming on after this is over. Tomorrow, three-point shooting contest. And the NBA has even brought back Mac McClung. Yeah, that guy. From the G League to participate in the NBA slam dunk contest. We got Jaylen Brown in the contest. Jaquez Jr. from the Miami Heat is in the contest. And I got to be honest, I'm more interested in seeing Sabrina Ionescu and Steph Curry shoot. Yeah, let's listen to Mac McClung. The last time you heard or saw him was last year because he doesn't play in the NBA. Listen to him.
Of dunkers, my Mount Rushmore would be probably Zach LaVine, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, of course, and let's go Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, great. Hey, Hickey, when's the last time you heard this man speak?
Had to be last year, at I guess the ceremony where he got the trophy.
Hey, let's listen. I got a question for you, too. But we got a lot of questions here. Jaime Jaquez Jr., he talked as well about competing in the slam dunk contest. I remember hearing and seeing him at UCLA. Listen to what he had to say.
I think it was a pretty easy process. They said, hey, you want to do the dunk contest? And I said, hell yeah. So it's that easy.
Did you dream of it as a kid to participate in the contest?
Yeah, I think that's something that I thought of. I always loved dunking. I was obsessed with it. Whenever I was a kid, I would always dream about being able to dunk. And then now here I am in the dunk contest. So I think that little kid would be pretty proud of himself.
Yeah, I too dreamed of participating in the dunk contest. I did. As I dunked on my Nerf rim on the back of my door, crashed into the door. That's the most dunking I did in my life ever. Maybe when I was in high school, college, I was close to getting to the rim. I could hit the backboard, but I think if I tried at it, I could get up there. Hey, Hickey, what about you? You ever much of a basketball player?
Not a good one.
Okay.
I was the MVP of my COAO team in like sixth grade, not to brag.
The who to what? What is that?
COAO? Is it? I should know this. Catholic Youth Organization, I want to say. It was That was like the basketball league that we had in my town growing up.
Nice.
Before you got to like middle school.
Well, you were elbowing the other kids. What were you doing?
That's just, no. I actually had probably, that was actually probably the best like winter of my life in terms of shooting.
Oh, you were a
good
light
shooter. We also sucked.
You were lighting it up.
Lighting it up on a bet. I was basically Kyle Kuzma. Oh. Green light, shooting. We won like three games that winter. We were not very good. Okay. It was rough. But, yeah, so that was the highlight of my career, sixth grade. So that shows you.
You're better than me. I've never played organized sports, ever.
Wait, really?
No.
Nothing. Baseball, basketball, lacrosse, football.
Everything I did in the street.
Wow, interesting. Yep.
And it's terrible. My knees hurt now for it. It's bad.
Yeah, played concrete is not forgiving.
Oh, my God. My knees are terrible. I played basketball in the street, and then I played tennis on the street. Yeah, trust me. In the Bronx, tennis on the street is not good. And then also, when I did play like at gym and stuff like that, I'm stupid. I'm diving on the floor and diving after loose balls. This is my body pains me. I'm retired. I'll leave it to all of these dudes. But you know, I feel like if I were able to like really, really play and put some mind into it, it's like a long dream, long and gone dream to say, you know what? I almost got close enough to dunk a basketball. But that ain't happening. Those days are over. And so are my days. I'm not running up and down a court. Those days are over too. But this game is taking place on Sunday and all the action tomorrow. I just feel the fact that the NBA last year had to find Mac McClung and grab him out of the G League to have a legitimate dunk contest, it's embarrassing. Like, I feel this is all NBA All-Star Weekend. Before the NBA had a G League, yeah, I know they stopped the dunk contest, but where were they going to find talent? Like, where in the hell would they have found talent? And yeah, they got a G League to poach dudes now. They want the money. They want the exposure. I think Mac McClung would rather be on an NBA roster full time as opposed to getting a call every year. Hey, we need you to come dunk the ball for 30 minutes. It's just, it's bad. And maybe, just maybe, with Jaylen Brown participating, an all-star, a multiple-time all-star, is he the biggest star in the league? No. You know, is he moving jersey sales? No. Maybe, I'd probably say in Boston, he's probably the second dude after Tatum, if that. Maybe he wins, and maybe he calls somebody out. I think it'd be awesome to see Anthony Edwards in a dunk contest, but, you know, everybody now is too cool. People want to be known for more than dunking. You know, the LeBron James, that dunk contest train left the station a long time ago. But there's so many great young players that are in the league. Everybody just makes too much money. Everybody is too damn cool. And it suffers. Like, the product suffers. And so we'll see what happens when we have Sabrina Ionescu, you know, out there putting up some shots. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, if you care about the dunk contest, if you give a damn or don't, feel free to call me. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about someone. You will hear it from him. He can't stand the city where they're playing the game. Josh Hart of the New York Knicks. He just hates Indianapolis. Damn it, he might hate Indiana. We'll hear from him on the other side. It's not my problem. I didn't say it, but you'll hear from him here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I'm glad people have positive words to say. Right? Positivity. It's nice. Unfortunately, negativity makes the world go around. I think we've seen that. What the hell happened in Indianapolis to Josh Hart. If you haven't heard, and maybe you haven't, Josh Hart is not the biggest name in the NBA. He's already played on multiple teams. He's a glue guy, hard-nosed dude who can do everything. You know, every now and then he might get hot from three. He's a great rebounder, great defender. He's the type of dude you want on a winning team, like the New York Knicks. He fits in perfectly with the New York Knicks right now. Someone else who is an all-star is his former college teammate. And that's Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is a first-time All-Star here with the New York Knicks. I'm sure the Dallas Mavericks would have still loved to have him, but would he perform like this with Luka? Maybe not. I think Kyrie Irving is just out there jacking up shots. And Jalen Brunson, he has an opportunity to control the ball almost all the damn time with the New York Knicks. And just like everybody else, Jalen Brunson and his former college teammate, Josh Hart, have started a podcast. They sat down and had Mikal Bridges on as a guest. Josh Hart is known for being a class clown. Jalen Brunson is known for not ever uttering or saying a word. And on their new podcast, Josh Hart took this as an opportunity as they talked about All-Star Weekend. Josh Hart let them know, I don't want to be there. I don't want to go. If I do an appearance, I'm getting in, I'm getting out, because I can't stand the city of Indianapolis. Listen to what Josh Hart had to say. It's not, let's just say, put it this way. It's not nice. This is on their roommates podcast.
Are you coming?
Hell no, I'm not going to Indianapolis. I'm not, if I don't have to play the Indiana Pacers, I'm not stepping foot in that state. I do not want to be in Indiana for any All-Star break, any anything. I am not an Indiana guy.
You don't want to be there when you play the Pacers.
I don't want to be there then. I am not an Indiana fan. But like, what Joakim knows, like, this, what's good about Indiana?
Wow. He said about Cleveland.
I will say that, yeah, he did. He said about Cleveland. But I will say, they do got a White Castle there, and I love White Castle. It's the only solid thing about Indiana. And Long's Donut, the bakery, fire donuts. If not for those two things, bottom of the barrel.
Damn. I can't remember. They mentioned Joakim Noah talking about Cleveland and who wants to vacation in Cleveland, who wants to go to Cleveland. The answer's like nobody. I can't recall a player taking a dump on a city like this since Joakim Noah did it, and that felt like 10 years ago.
I remember the Warriors a few years ago saying something about they don't want to play the Jazz in the playoffs because there's nothing to do in Salt Lake City. Like, there are a few cities that have gotten, you know, some remarks made about them, but this is the first, at least I'm hearing of Indy, just getting the absolute blowtorch.
But I think there's a difference between saying, hey, when we go to the city, there's nothing to do. Like, isn't that different than what he just... I feel True. Like he took a whole blowtorch to the city.
Yeah, there's a lot of vitriol there. I don't know if there's like a backstory, whether it's high school, whether it's at Villanova, where they lost the game maybe in Indianapolis. He's never gotten over it. There has to be something. The city itself is fun. The city is well-regarded. It's not like disgusting or filled with bad people.
You've been?
I have been.
Do you enjoy Indianapolis?
I do. I was there for one weekend. It was very cold, but it was a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Okay. I've been quite a few times to Indianapolis. I've been to Indiana a bunch, and it's okay. You know, like I've been there for basketball. I've been for the NFL draft. Let's see. Yeah, that's pretty much when I've been there. You know, last night on the show we had Sam Quinn on from CBS Sports, who covers all things basketball. And he said he looks forward to going out there to go to St. Elmo's Steakhouse, which is, they got a shrimp cocktail that everybody screams about. And it's just like, you going to Indianapolis for a shrimp cocktail? Yeah, it's good. But that's it? Like, if you start thinking, Hickey, if I go to Los Angeles, it's L.A., but wouldn't you start thinking about a million things, right?
You're right about that, yes. If you are looking for one thing and that's like one specific food item, not the best recommendation. I would argue there's more than just shrimp cocktail in Indianapolis, but for some, it's St. Elmo's, it's shrimp cocktail, and nothing else.
Yeah. What else is... It's like word association. If I say Indianapolis, you go, what? Racing? St. Elmo's? Basketball? Did I miss anything?
I think you hit it all. Man, you hit it all for the most part.
When Josh Hart says one of the most exciting things for the city or about the city is a White Castle, like that's a low blow. Like that is a low, low, low blow. Josh Hart, what he might have done unintentionally is he might have revived a little bit of a beef. And there is a beef here. I like it. I remember last year, I think it was Wally Szczerbiak, former NBA player, works for the New York Knicks right now, broadcaster. He pretty much said that Halliburton was a wannabe all-star. And then we know at this point, Tyrese Halliburton is one of the best point guards in the entire NBA, probably the best young point guard in the NBA. And that Jalen Brunson is right there. And Tyrese Halliburton is never going to forget those words. And you think about, you got the Knicks and the Pacers. These are two young teams, for the most part. The Pacers are probably the youngest team in the league. Knicks a little bit older. Well, now they've added some vets. They are a little much older. But they're on the up and up. Do I think we're going to walk into the Reggie Miller versus Spike Lee spats on the sideline? No. But I think this is actually something the NBA might need. Just to have a role player walk into a visiting arena and get booed? Like, I think that's great. There's nothing wrong with having villains in the NBA. And we know some fans can take it a little too far. Like, how about last week? Here in Atlanta, the Houston Rockets came into town and played the Hawks. Dylan Brooks was here. Dylan Brooks, you know, he's getting into stuff with LeBron James and other people, Draymond Green. As far as I know, Dylan Brooks doesn't have beef or an issue with a Hawk. Every time Dylan Brooks touched the basketball hickey, the fans booed him like he was the star player on the team. Every time. And he's Dylan Brooks. He's good. He ain't no star. He's no all-star, but they booed him.
He's done a good job making a market for himself.
Hey, I don't think we'll see him in any Ruffles commercials, but he's dug himself a niche. Similar to what we have here with Josh Hart, just straight killing an entire city. We're going to find out soon enough whether or not we're going to get to some like legitimate playoff action between the New York Knicks and the Pacers. At this point, I'd love it. I'd pay to see it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. NBA All-Star Weekend going down out in Indianapolis. I talked to you about Atlanta on the other side of the break. I want you to hear from the Falcons general manager about their quarterback situation. And then I'm still watching this celebrity game. Michael Parsons is still running up and down the court. And Michael Parsons has had some personal issues with travel. I'll explain on the other side of the break.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Your guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS as I sit down, I stand up here in the studio. Hickey, is that, that looks like Kelsey Plum. Isn't that who that is?
That it is.
I wonder what they're talking to her about. Can you take any wild guesses?
Probably nothing to do with her scoring record being broken last night. I doubt that would come up in conversation.
Yeah, highly not. Yeah, Kelsey Plum of the Las Vegas Aces sitting courtside for this celebrity game, which surprisingly is competitive. They're tied at 71 all. Typically, celebrity games are just crap shows. I'm not able to watch intently here because I'm on the radio. Michael Parsons is at the free throw line. And Stephen A. Smith is yelling with Lil Wayne. And Shannon Sharp is yelling at the other side. So it's serving its purpose to be entertaining. I do know this. This was some odd news earlier today. When we found out that Stephen A. Smith had to go to the hospital, this was, I guess we can consider this to be a surprise and a shocker. You know, there were some videos that went viral of Stephen A. Smith knocking down some jumpers. He did play a little bit in college. So he is familiar with a basketball. But he reportedly got hurt. This is what Molly had to say on First Take earlier today.
This was not confirmed by Adrian Wojnarowski but this is what I was told by Stephen A. If he wants to change the story when he gets here, that's fine. But this is what I understand. Stephen A. Smith is one of the coaches in the Celebrity All-Star Game tonight alongside our guy Shannon Sharp. It's going to be epic TV, right? Absolutely. Sponsored by Ruffles. So yesterday, SA had to get out to Naptown early, and they had a practice. So he started messing around with Micah Parsons, of all people, one of the guys on his team, obviously a Dallas Cowboy. Micah crossed him over, and all I know is Stephen A's at the hospital right now getting x-rays. So I'll let him tell you the rest of the details
when
he gets here.
Now, Monica, we're going to have some fun with this.
Yeah, you know what? Let's listen to Stephen A. Smith provide some of these
details. Ladies and gentlemen in America, Molly Karam is a pathological liar. That did not happen to me. She made the whole thing up. They had to practice last night and Shannon didn't show up. You understand? So I go there because I got to scout my team because I got to see who I'm going to play and who I'm going to put on the bench because I'm not losing this game tonight, okay? And the next thing you know, that damn Micah Parsons is on the basketball court acting like he's trying to sack quarterbacks and stuff and pushing people around. So after that, they were sitting up there and he and I were shooting against one another, and it was some sweat on the floor, and I was about to just shoot it. I literally bust my ass. I mean, he flying in the air and they go, bam! You understand what I'm saying? I got up. It was like I was sliding. It was like I was sliding to the third base or something.
Not Micah.
He's fine. The man is walking around yelling and screaming as he typically is at this celebrity game. So Stephen A. Smith is fine. A little bit of an exaggeration about this dude going to the hospital. So all fun and games on NBA All-Star Weekend, as it should. Something that I would say is a little more serious. You know, Micah Parsons, you know, shared this yesterday. He's been doing a lot of traveling. Super Bowl was on Sunday. I don't know where he went. None of my business. And now he's obviously in Indianapolis playing in this celebrity game. Well, yesterday, Micah Parsons went on social media, which he is prone to do. I wouldn't be surprised if we had to hear about this on his podcast. He shared the fact that he was going through the airport. Yeah, not everybody flies private, folks. Not everybody's getting on some private jet. Michael Parsons tweeted that he was followed throughout the airport and harassed, followed for autographs. From the minute that he got off of the plane, went to baggage claim, and went to his car, he says he was followed throughout the airport for autographs, and he politely declined. And it doesn't just stop there. He actually took photos of some of the individuals who followed him around. He secretly snuck photos of these people at the airport with helmets and jerseys, just trying to get Michael Parsons to sign something. He started off this tweet thread by saying, "The fact that it was 8 grown men waiting outside of my gate with many helmets and pictures when I got off my plane is insane. I hope you all realize sometimes how much athletes gotta hold back." And then he has a photo of a young woman following him with a Dallas Cowboys helmet. And then he put up another photo in the baggage area with the same woman. And if you've been in an airport, you can pretty much tell that at one photo, the lady is close to a gate, long hallway, walkway. And the other photo certainly looks like baggage claim because they are the carousels for baggage. He then continued on, "This woman and these kids followed me to my luggage. Is there any type of respect and dignity anymore?" He said, "Everyone asking if I didn't decline." He says, "Y'all don't think I declined and asked them politely to be left alone? There were grown men who followed me and a crowd to my car. At what point is this too far?" He said he's confused. He says, "In the end, I don't think there's been an athlete more for the fans than me. There's just a time and place for everything. Rushing me after I get off of a flight is not the time." Period. Hickey, no shocker here, right? Not at all.
No. I mean, I hope he's telling the truth, but no.
You think he's exaggerating? Think he's lying?
I know. I'm not saying he's lying. I just hope that at least there was, like, I hope he at least said, no, guys, I'm good. I'm sorry. I just can't do it right now. Maybe another time. I hope it wasn't, like, one of those non-answers or wasn't really clear, so people are like, oh, I mean, is this a yes? Is it a no?
But still, isn't it a little common sense to just, and I know common sense is not all that common. Like, leave some, don't you get the hint? Like, leave me alone? Like, that doesn't pop into your head at some point in time? So first of all, people knew what flight he was getting off of, right? Now, fans are people who seek autographs. Are you into collectibles and cards and autographs and stuff?
No.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm not into it. I have cards, I think, in storage, but I'm not. I don't need anybody's autograph. I don't want it. I know there's a whole ecosystem, economy around it. You know, people want autographs and then they want to sell them. They want to get it authenticated. They want to sell it. It's all about money. Me, got no desire. But there's money to be made. So right down the block here in Atlanta from the studio, and I don't say too much, but there is a hotel, and the NBA players stay in this hotel. It doesn't matter what team, everybody stays in this hotel. How the general public knows, you got to be in the know. And it doesn't matter if it's the Los Angeles Lakers in town. It doesn't matter if it's the Orlando Magic. There will be fans outside, and I can't even, are they fans or are they autograph seekers? I feel like there's, you can be both, but not everybody is. There'll be autograph seekers outside the hotel just hoping to get, I don't know, just to fill in the blank player to sign a jersey or a hat. And what I've seen a lot of times, you'll have grown adults, and I have no problem saying this, they will pimp out their kids to just put them in the forefront just to get an autograph and a signature. Some of these kids don't even have a cursory idea about who's standing in front of them. But if I can yell or call for Russell Westbrook, you know, I'm 5 years old or six, maybe I got a better chance than, you know, 50-year-old Bobby who just wants to sell it off. that's the world we live in. Everybody wants a little bit of attention. Everybody feels entitled. I saw Bo Jackson at the Auburn game the other day. A fan came down mid-game and asked for a selfie, and Bo Jackson's like, nah, man, watch the game. No, I'm not signing your autograph. So I just think at the airport, Hickey, like, you don't think he said no thank you? And even if he did, at what point do you get the hint? There's clear photographic evidence that this lady just, maybe she, if he's telling a lie, then sure. But if you believe him, like, you going from the terminal to the baggage with a helmet?
Very weird. I mean, I would not disagree, and I feel like I'm someone who would get the hint. I'm very shy, so I would not ask probably in the first place. But in the sense, like, as long as he was not misleading or just kind of whatever, like, he's in the right. And it is very weird and, in a way, sad that people would kind of go to this level to either make a buck or brag about having an autograph, but that is the world we live in, unfortunately.
Eight people waiting at the gate when he got off the plane. So the word was out that he was on this plane, that he was going to get off the plane, that if you wanted an autograph, this is the time to do so.
How does that happen, by the way?
That was going to be my next question. Like, how without buying a ticket, right? How in the hell? And, you know, it didn't specify what airport it is. It said yesterday, I'm going to assume it was in Indianapolis. He doesn't specify. If I'm in Indianapolis, where the hell are you getting Cowboys helmets and hats, et cetera, from? You know, if you're at, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth, yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. You can just go to the gift shop and just, you know, do this. It's not difficult to look at a flight manifesto and go, oh, well, you know, oh, Michael Parsons getting off the plane. It's just, I don't know. Is there another way outside of working at the airport, right, or buying a ticket? How the hell do you get an airport? There is no other way.
That you're right about.
I'm like, is there? I don't think I'm missing anything. And so, what is it worth? You gonna buy the cheapest ticket just to get to the terminal? You're gonna go through TSA just to see Michael Parsons? Like, damn it, it ain't worth that much. There's no boundaries. You see it at NBA games, and I get it. Russell Westbrook may not be the best example. He doesn't take anything from anybody. It doesn't matter what the hell you say. But we got fans talking crap. We got fans pulling up on folks at the airport. Somebody got tossed a couple of weeks ago. Somebody got tossed from an NBA game. I think he called, it was Russell Westbrook again. He called him boy. And a guy got kicked out of the game. And so, I don't know. Fans got to do better. And I get being desperate and fondant that, oh, man, if I get an autograph or somebody signs this, then I could make an extra buck, or this could be my ticket. This can be worth a couple hundred dollars. This could be worth a couple of thousand dollars. It's just way, way too intrusive. And then on the flip side, if an athlete is harassed or a celebrity is harassed and they kind of snap back at you, they're the ones who get in trouble. I mean, it's a different world when you're on the field of play and you got beef. It's another thing when you step off of the court or off of the field. It was only two nights ago that we all saw and heard, we didn't see it, we heard Isaiah Stewart, you know, punching Drew Eubanks in the face. And the man got arrested for it when they cited him. If it happened in a game, is he getting arrested? The police coming and putting him in cuffs, or they saying, hey, you got to get in the car? There's some blurred lines, unfortunately, between what happens at a game and what happens outside of the stadium, what happens outside of the arena. And unfortunately, a lot of people just, they don't get it. Save it for the arena, save it for the game. And when these folks out in public, it's just like anybody else, leave them alone. Simple as that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Earlier on in the show, I asked Hickey a very important question, or withheld it. Sabrina Ionescu is going to be competing against Steph Curry in a three-point shootout tomorrow night. A WNBA player versus an NBA player, a woman versus a man. For a league like the WNBA that is trying to grow, is this good? Is this bad? Is this going to end in disaster? We're going to talk about it. Take a look at some of the other things going on in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.